Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so we do have some sports news coming up, but first, some business to take care of. The 2020 CMA Fest has been canceled, which is a huge bummer. I know a lot of people look forward to that every year, so it will resume in 2021 as of now. Some good news from Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany. They recently bought lunch for a bunch of staffers at a Western New York pharmacy. Why Western New York? So here's how it all went down. They posted a video asking what they could do to help others during the coronavirus outbreak, and a pharmacy tech reached out to them and said that they were just completely overwhelmed. So Jason and Brittany got in touch with a restaurant and sent food over there for everybody.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Really,
I mean,
cool.
It's,
yeah.
It's just that easy to make a huge impression on someone and you know, just make their day a little bit brighter, right. Which is what everybody's looking for right now. Another thing that everybody's talking about is Joe Exotic and this crazy show, Tiger King.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm going to tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back, or I can give you a rain check.
They just say it like it's nothing. Well, all right. Well, we had this unfortunate incident. I haven't watched this show yet, but Joe Exotic's former husband, John Findlay, says that the alligators that burned to death at the Exotic's zoo belonged to Michael Jackson.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I don't know how far you've gotten into the series, but he says one of the previous managers had gotten us Michael Jackson's alligators from the Neverland Ranch, and those were the ones that, I guess they mistreated them, and there was all this stuff going on, and so the ones that burned were Michael Jackson's.
Wow.
That's awful.
So weird. I know Shaq bought a couple tigers from this guy. There's a whole lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, celebrity connection to who the seemingly most strangest man in all the world.
I'm only through one episode. I'll let you know how it goes. It doesn't seem like it's going to go well, but I'll let you know.
Well, speaking of tigers, let's go to Tiger Woods. This is my sports news. Okay. So Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson might engage in another one-on-one golf match.
Okay, cool.
So I'm hoping that this might be something that can happen even while everybody is kind of keeping their social distancing, right? Because
it's golf. I mean,
it's golf.
Yeah.
They don't even have to be anywhere near each other at all. They're trying to get Tom Brady and Peyton Manning to play as well. Mickelson won the last match and $9 million when he beat Tiger on several playoff holes. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, especially if they, as I'm assuming they would do, like do it for charity.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him out there. Come on, guys.
Do it.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so we just heard Thomas Rhett's new song that he released on his 30th birthday, and let's hear him talk about Be a Light.
Really, the song is just about encouraging you guys to stay positive and to be a light in a dark time and a dark place. And I had my good friends join me on this song: Reba McEntire, Keith Urban, Chris Tomlin, and Hillary Scott. And some of the proceeds go towards Music Cares Foundation for the COVID-19 Relief Fund.
Which is totally awesome. Chris Tomlin, by the way, if you didn't recognize that name, he's a Christian artist.
Okay.
And speaking of coronavirus and COVID-19, the first coronavirus movie is ready for streaming.
Wow, that didn't take long.
I know. Well, here's the deal. So the guy who directed it, Mostafa Keshvari, he actually finished the movie before it even hit North America. So the movie is about several people who get trapped in an elevator with someone who has been diagnosed with COVID-19. So imagine that. Here we are all living our lives 6 feet apart, and they're stuck in an elevator with someone. He said the idea came to him when he was actually in an elevator reading the news about Chinese tourists being attacked. And he said, I thought I'm going to make a movie about being in an elevator. Back then, it was just known as the Chinese virus because it hadn't really gotten out of China at that point. He said, but now everybody can have it, so it's not just one racist problem. And now the human race has to come together to defeat the virus because the virus doesn't discriminate. So why should we?
Wow.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It was shot in Vancouver, and I don't know. That seems rather interesting. It would be an interesting, right?
Yeah. Like, and you said it's already out?
People. It's already streaming? It's available for streaming. Okay. Like, it's ready for stream. I don't know where you can find it or if it actually is streaming, but he did just finish it up. He said he's all done with it. And, you know, maybe one of the things that you're doing while you're stuck at home, not being able to go out to the clubs, is watching Tiger King.
Where does your TV show air?
On the internet, worldwide.
Swear it is. That's Joe Exotic, boy.
That is Joe Exotic. So Carly Pearce and Michael Ray are binge watching Tiger King. We're supposed to talk to her, I think, tomorrow. Right, Dave?
We can always talk to Carly Pearce. I'll give her a call, Andy.
You just talked to her.
Yeah.
Did we just...
I thought that was a dream. Did we actually talk to her?
No. Well, you did. I didn't. You didn't let me talk to her.
We can talk to her again if you want.
But you can go to our... what is that called? The podcast section of the Andy Summer Show page at 925x2.com. But so Carly and Michael are binge watching Tiger King, and she says, now our current obsession together is the show. I don't even know how to begin to explain how I feel about it. It's so out of control. If none of you have watched it, you have to watch it. She said that she and Michael Ray haven't finished it yet, but there are a few parts where she's like, I just can't even physically watch this. And he has to call her back in the room when it's over. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm only one episode in, and I think the weirdness is about to start. Episode one isn't too bad. If you haven't gotten into it yet, that just kind of sets the table, and then you can decide for yourself if you want to go on from there.
Everything I've heard and read about this show, none of that belongs in my little bubble. Okay, so I'm going to leave it up to you. It's all on you, Dave.
All right, you got it. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Viking Pest Control. Got pests? Call the Viking Pest Control.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We've got an update for you on Tiger King coming up.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's watching that show. It's freaking me out, man. But first, some business to take care of. The 2020 CMA Fest has been canceled due to coronavirus. It will resume in 2021, which is a huge bummer. But in better country news, Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, bought a whole bunch of staffers at a Western New York pharmacy lunch the other day. They posted a video asking what they could do to help during the coronavirus outbreak. And one of the pharmacy techs at this place in Western New York said that their staff was just completely overwhelmed. So Jason and Brittany got in touch with a local restaurant and sent them all food.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very
super
sweet.
Cool. And have you been watching Tiger King?
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm going to tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back, or I can give you a rain check.
Oh,
just a day at the Tiger Ranch.
So weird. So, you know, the whole idea about the show is that there's these two tiger people, right? There's the woman who claims to be doing everything right and helping to preserve them. And then there's the guy who's really the wackadoodle here. And he's not really taking very good care of the tigers. And anything else that seems to be on his property is what the story is, I guess. So then there's a murder to hire plot. And the woman's husband has been missing since 1997.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Right. So according to the Florida sheriff from down there, he says that there are like 6 leads every day. Since this show started on Netflix, there have been 6 leads every day with information that they have, that people have, hopefully leading to an arrest in the disappearance of Carol Baskin's husband.
Okay.
He said so far, none of them have been credible, but 6 every day. So they ended up, you know, pulling this cold case out. He said, you know, we never closed the cold cases. We want to see what we can do with them. So now the investigation is open again and we'll see what happens.
Wow. Cause it's been, was this the '90s or when did this
97.
Happen?
97. He's been gone since 97.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
Yeah. I wonder how they get evidence if someone gets eaten by a tiger. I don't know.
Is that what it is? Is that what they think happens?
That's my guess. I'm one episode in.
I don't think that's what happens.
You don't?
No.
You're going to have to watch it. and compare notes. I know you're trying to hold off.
I'm not watching it.
You say
I'm
that now, you're going to cave, Andy.
I don't know, but I think the mullet guy hired somebody to kill her, Carol, and then poor Carol's husband got in the way, and now he's gone. Maybe he was fed to the tigers eventually. I don't know. I don't know. That's just my thought.
You love these unsolved crimes, Andy.
I know.
This is right up your alley.
I'm getting a little more intrigued.
Yeah. All right. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.